This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. A snow machine accident in Bethel on Friday left one man dead and another medevaced. An hour before the start of the K300 sled dog race at around 5:30 p.m., a snow machine carrying two men in their 50s was traveling up Standard Oil Road, moving away from the river. Bethel Police Lieutenant Jesse Poole said the snow machine was traveling at high speeds. He said the machine flew around a corner at the same time a truck, moving slowly, came from the other side. Poole said the driver of the snow machine saw the truck and tried to swerve, but clipped the front passenger side of the truck. Both occupants of the snow machine were ejected. One man died at the Bethel Hospital and the other was medevaced to Anchorage. There were two occupants in the truck, neither of whom were injured. Poole declined to provide the names of the people involved in the crash, citing an ongoing police investigation. Next up in COVID-19 news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has changed its guidelines for people quarantining after being exposed to someone with COVID-19. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has changed its guidelines for people quarantining after being exposed to someone with COVID-19. The new guidelines mirror the federal guidelines issued last week by the CDC. People who have been fully vaccinated will no longer need to quarantine after being exposed to someone with a suspected or confirmed case of COVID-19, if the vaccinated person meets all three of these criteria. One, that they are fully vaccinated, meaning it's been more than 2 weeks since receiving their second COVID-19 dose. Two, that it has not been longer than 3 months since receiving their second dose. And three, that they have remained asymptomatic since the exposure. CDC guidelines also advise that people who have tested positive for COVID-19 within the past 3 months and have recovered do not need to quarantine or get tested again as long as they do not develop new symptoms. The CDC recommends that people who are not fully vaccinated and have not recovered from COVID-19 quarantine at home for 14 days after being exposed to someone with COVID-19 and monitor themselves for symptoms of the virus. YKHC will continue testing people who have been exposed to someone with COVID-19. YKHC also encourages everyone age 16 and older to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. In Bethel, YKHC is offering vaccinations at the hospital, AC, Swanson's, and the Old Senior Center and Housing Subdivision. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And now for a little more K300 news. Local Kuskokwim mushers dominated this year's Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, taking four of the top five positions. The region's local mushers swept the race awards. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Kuskokwim 300 winner Richie Deal of Antioch won the Best in the West award. The award goes to the highest finishing musher from Western Alaska. In addition to his $25,500 race winnings, Deal takes home two round-trip Alaska Airlines tickets anywhere the airline flies. Deal made K300 race history as the first musher from a Kuskokwim community outside Bethel to win the race and the first musher to win both the K300 and Bogus Creek 150 in the same year. During the virtual K300 award ceremony, Deal shared a story about his dog team.
When they were puppies, my good friend Eddie Holt in Antioch, he took care of them while I did a rod 1 year. He nicknamed them the Spring Breakers because every day was a party. And that's exactly how they performed during this race. They ran fast and partied hard. And so it's a fun group of dogs. And again, thanks to everybody.
The humanitarian award goes to the musher who takes best care of their dogs along the trail, as determined by race veterinarians. The veterinarian said several mushers provided top care, but called one's care exemplary. That musher is also a veterinarian, Jessica Klaka of Bethel, who won the humanitarian award. Race veterinarian Lori Mathaler-Mullins helped present the award.
Jessica just spent that little extra time on the trail with her dogs. She knew how her dogs were running. When she came in, she was the first one to say to us, this dog, you know, needs a little something extra. So congratulations.
Thank you, ladies. You guys are so sweet.
Jessica Klaka finished 8th in the K300. In addition to her $7,500 winnings, she'll take home a gold pan and two round-trip Alaska Airlines tickets anywhere the airline flies. Father Alexander Larson of Nebuskiak won the final two awards. Larson placed 4th in the K300 and won the Rookie of the Year award for being the rookie to place highest in the race. Larson has competed in and won shorter races for decades, but this year's K300 marked his first 300-mile race. In addition to his $9,500 winnings, he also received an additional $300 for his top rookie finish.
I enjoyed the trip, the whole race. I thought it was going to be hard, but it wasn't. If you think about it, it's not that hard. It's when once you get used to it or get along with other mushers. It was so nice to be out there with them.
Larson also won the Sportsmanship Award, the name of which was changed this year to the Joe DeMantle Jr. and Robert Ivan Award. The award honors the two well-known local mushers and former K300 competitors who helped shape competitive mushing in the region and recently died. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
At the end of 2020, the State Department of Natural Resources granted Donlin Gold 12 water rights permits after giving the public 15 days to comment. Some residents in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta say that wasn't enough time, especially when villages locked down to slow the spread of the coronavirus and access to the internet in rural Alaska is limited. For KYUK, Christy Schallenberger reports.
Bethel resident and Arutigarmut Native Council member Bev Hoffman has protested the proposed Donlin gold mine for years, and she is frustrated that the state's Department of Natural Resources only gave tribes 15 days to comment on a dozen water right permits that it has granted to Donlin Gold. She says there are a lot of barriers to getting public comment on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
We are in lockdown. Communities are in lockdown. They're not meeting. They don't have the data, internet data, to hold big Zoom meetings.
And she's worried that Donlin Gold's plans for these streams will disrupt people's lives. The Donlin Gold Mine would be one of the biggest in the world if completed, and it needs a lot of water for its treatment plant to clean up the mercury and other toxins released during its operations. These water right permits give Donlin Gold permission to draw down the water of nearby streams for its operations.
There's too many negatives in the development of an open pit mine the size of Donlin on our river, in our land, that we need for food security.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is one of the most food insecure regions in the country. Many of its residents cannot access three meals a day. Most YK Delta residents depend on subsistence foods for the majority of their diet. The Kuskokwim River is the primary food source, and the Donlin Gold Mine site would sit near one of its tributaries. The company has emphasized its commitment to building the mine as safely as possible. A spokesperson for the state, Dan Sadler, says the process was legal. State statute allows a 15-day comment period. The state can extend the deadline period, but Sadler says they haven't gotten a request to do that from any of the tribes or organizations who commented. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. please send any news, tips, or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up next.